Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we're talking about a random choice. It's a OVA and it's called Metal Skin Paddock Madox 101. Depending on who you're talking to. But before that, we were talking about top waifus for Rick. And then me kind of being backed into a corner and forced to defend Sakura as I usually do, mainly just to argue for argument's sake, because I love
Devil's
it.
Devil's advocate.
Oh, hey, someone has to play it. And why not me? If you want to catch a part of that water conversation, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. Or if you happen to join us live and you join our Discord, we usually will send out a little notification letting you know that we are live. And, you know, feel free to join in. We'll be happy to have you join us while we're live streaming. And then, of course, you know, we have this week's choice via affiliate link for you to purchase if you so choose to do so. It's all that is going to be in our show notes for you. If you want to reach out to us, contact us, or anything like that, you can go to featuredanimepodcast.com. All our links and information are there for you. And now, onto the meat and bro-tatoes. Metal Skin Paddock Madox 01 is an OVA that came out in December 1987. Producers for it are Pony Canyon. Studio for it is Artmic and AIC. It is an original, and the genres for it are action, sci-fi, and mecha, and it ran for about 42 minutes. Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah.
What was it an OVA of? Like, what is there a bigger anime it goes to?
No,
it didn't.
When I said its source is an original, I meant quite literally that this was just an original. There's like nothing to it. It's like it's an original.
Oh, I always associated the term or the label of OVA as like an extra to an existing
OVA anime. Stands for original video animation.
Oh, so like if you got a Bleach OVA and it ties into the main story, or an OVA like we saw on Unlimited, where Unlimited turned into like a whole other anime, but as a sidestep to a different one. I thought that's what this might be, but it makes sense. Like it's Gundam style fighting. It's think Dragon Ball. No, not even Dragon Ball. Yeah. It's not that old. Maybe Akira style animation, you know?
What do you mean?
Like no. The way that the people are drawn.
No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, it's close to, it's kind of like a mixture between Dragon Ball and Akira, but Akira was much better in my
opinion. Oh, no, 100%. I agree with you. I was using it as a reference rather than a comparison, but yeah, you, Akira,
so,
top 10.
So, basically, the Madox is a battle suit, and it starts off with it being tested against other tanks. So you see like kind of like the testing phases for it to get to that testing point. It's like more so kind of learning the mechanics of it. You don't really see the testings beyond it, but it gets you the idea. And then the pilot destroys the tanks in this exercise, humiliating a Lieutenant Kilgore, which Kilgore, you know,
mm-hmm.
This is like, I thought they were trying to do a play on words personally, but I digress. when he loses against this Maddox, he has this personal vendetta against the machine, not even against the person or the pilot, just a vendetta against the machine itself. When Maddox, the machine, is being transported, it falls off a truck due to a car accident, quite literally falls off a truck into another truck. And one of the characters, Koji, takes it, and he totally is like, oh, there can be nothing wrong with having a piece of equipment that I can see that reads U.S. Army. I know that this is U.S. Army. I know what the U.S. Army is, but it's all right. And proceeds to put on the armor, not knowing how to get out of the armor, destroying a bunch of property in the process, and trying to reach a specific destination wearing said armor.
Yeah, there was so much with this that you just have to accept the fact that...
No, you don't.
It's supposed to be entertaining.
No, it's not.
It was super cliched. Everything about this was a cliche, up to and including the end. That this doesn't make any sense. Like,
nothing about this made any sense. Nothing about this made any sense.
It wasn't Sinbad. I want to point that out. It was not nearly as bad as Sin.
Yeah, but
Sin was so bad it turned good.
Exactly. This was just bad and bad.
It wasn't all bad. Like, it was okay, it was fairly bad, but it was
yeah.
It wasn't horrible. Like, yeah, it was unintentionally cliche and bad. If I saw this with fresh eyes, meaning I wasn't privy to the tropes that were played out. What year did you say this was done in?
1987.
So maybe this was the progenitor of this trope of lucking into stuff and I wonder. And the crazy thing to me is it looked like the machine had a brain of its own.
It did have an automated system, yes. However, after the first initial automated system portion that we do see, it oddly never is an issue after that one time.
Oddly, he says.
Oddly. Also, oddly, you have a very, 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 very expensive piece of equipment that is really advanced. And you expect me to believe that they don't have tracking on it even when it's powered off?
Well, they don't have cell phones back then, so no.
They didn't even have robots like this back then, so you can't give me that.
You don't know.
I do know. They
might have.
I do know.
Oh, man. Now, the way that they did this whole thing was frustrating.
Yes.
That's the only way I can really explain it, because the show had potential. The idea behind it, basically this goof lucks into a mecha suit, which I've seen countless times in other anime that are far better. And you had a very forced love connection, and his goals were very simplistic. His goals were very off, in my opinion.
Well, Koji was very dumb.
Oh, absolutely.
He's running around in something that is obviously a piece of military equipment. Oh, these people are showing up, coming to take the suit back. I better run away.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not just run away, but like fight back. Like,
yeah.
Live munition. Oh, crap. I just spent all 4,000 rounds trying to kill this person who hasn't really used lethal force yet.
Not only that, it's like, oh, just stay away from me. Just stay away. No, I'm sorry. You're in a very expensive piece of equipment. You know you're in something you shouldn't be in, and something you shouldn't have been had in your presence anyways. And you're like, oh, yeah, no, totally. Just go away. Leave me alone. It's going to be okay. No.
Now, the way this whole thing worked, it was the logic. I got to make it to this place because the love of my life, who I broke up with and I shunned because her father's making her leave the country in a Romeo Juliet style like escapade that like she wants to meet me this one last time on the top of the tallest tower in, you know, on the observation deck. I got to make it there.
Sleepless in Seattle, anyone?
Dude, right? And but no, Mecha sleepless in Seattle because he's got this armor suit that could fly him directly there, basically in an instant.
Yes.
But he's like, I'm going to take the subway for some reason. And I'm going to get caught. And oh no, I'm going to go deeper in the subway for some reason. There's a, like a lower floor than the subfloor.
Well, and here's the thing, right? He shows up, he gets forced under or into the subway to try and get away. And then mm-hmm. they're like, yo, you have to give up. You have to give us that. No, you can't stop me from getting to my destination. You just need to go away and leave me alone. And now I'm going to shoot you because you're not going to leave me alone and take your very obviously very expensive piece of equipment. Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? How dare you not let me take it? I have every right to keep this very expensive piece of equipment. This robot. Only because
I can't get out.
Yeah. You just go away. Go away. Shoo.
And he hears these people. He hears them. Stop. Give the suit back. At no point in time does he ever go, I don't know how to take it off.
Right?
At no point.
Well, like, there's a lot wrong with that guy. Like, he is, I can understand why her dad. It's like, yeah.
Seriously.
We should send you abroad, get you away from this guy. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
He's an engineering student. I don't know what you want me to say.
I expect
he's an engineering student that reads half the manual and skips the part about getting out.
He does more than skipping.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Just straight idiot.
Yeah. No, he
and
he
then great, with this he massive
over it.
Let's call it with this massive shoot. What is it called? With this massive suit of armor.
The Maddox thing, right? That's what you were talking about. Yeah.
So, like, if he could just get out of it, it would be so much easier. But he's stubborn, and he's like, I'm going to take this massive suit of armor, and I'm going to scare the crap out of my girl. Why? Because I can. Why?
Well, it's not even that, right? It's he's not even thinking about that, which just speaks to his level of intelligence, right? It just, honestly, it speaks to his level of intelligence.
Stupidity.
Yes.
Beyond stupidity.
Yes, actually. Yes, very much so. Like, do I really need to like spell it out for you on like, oh, look, someone that's, in a piece of armor is going to show up and talk to my girlfriend. What is he trying to do? Is he going to try and take her hostage? I mean, like, that's the only thing I can think of why he doesn't want to actually give back the suit. He wants to take her hostage.
Ooh, that's dark, bro. That's dark.
I'm just saying, dude, like that's what I think is really going on. I think that's why he wanted the suit so bad. I think that's exactly it. Like,
is it? Well, no, he couldn't get out. He was trying to get out a few times, but he couldn't.
No, he stopped trying because towards the end, he knew about the eject and he had no problem getting out then.
But he was just see at that point, that's because. Like the person he was fighting turned into his friend, who was also the manufacturer of the whole thing, ended up being like, oh, guess what? Guess what we can do? You didn't read the manual? Well, here, let me give you some advice. And then she fucking disappears.
No, hang on. No, she told him or not. She told him he read that there was an eject because. That was something he specifically said at all. Oh, that makes sense. That's why there's an ejection.
That makes sense. That's why there's an ejection button.
Yeah.
So he saw the ejection button and was like, gee, I wonder what that does. I shouldn't touch it. It's a big red button.
Well, it's not that. It's a giant thing that said eject that you turn.
And he didn't think, oh, that might get me out of here.
Yep.
I'm going to try everything else. I'm going to blow up crap. But that button, that twisty motion, I can't do it. That's a bit much for me.
Yeah, before he even got into it, he pointed out the ejection feature. So it's not like it was anything unknown to him. He knew how to get out.
Dumb. Straight dumb.
Or was it? Well, here's the other thing, right? Right? Mm-hmm. So she has it, right? She could just tell him, yo, get out of the Maddox suit, get in the good suit, right? Take the old one and run away with it, right?
It's perfect, yeah.
Could have done that. It's like, all right, deuces, you're a person or whatever. I don't need to arrest you for whatever reason. Blah, 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 blah. Mm. No, no.
Yeah, the expert pilot decides not to get in the brand new state-of-the-art machine.
Gets in the reject.
Yeah, gets in the reject. And then, I mean, don't get me wrong. At a certain point, I understand there's nothing you can do. You have to fight Mr. Douchebag over here who's like, I love war. War makes me feel alive. Yeah, but, like, it'd be better if an expert was like, pew, pew, blow up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, he lost once already. Like, what makes you think he's going to win this time?
He's not.
Exactly.
He's not. But, well, here's...
He might have been close because the guy was a complete novice and barely knows how to walk.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, like, in the few hours that he had the suit, he gained a mastery of it to the next level. That's why, what's her face? Ellie said, oh, he's not an amateur. He obviously knows what he's doing.
Yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
Because he gave her a run for her money.
Yeah. Asinine. I mean, do you foresee it any other way? He is
natural born talent. I would be more appreciative of that.
He is a natural born, talented, very special, wonderful individual. To the likes of which
destroys Mega Tank at the end. Not even at the end, but
it destroys the special
suit
tank.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, it just.
I don't know, man. Like, this whole show, this whole movie, OVA, it made no real sense. There was, like, no real point to it. The character was dumb. It was unneeded. There's no... I mean, like, it just felt like it was there for the action sequences, and that's it. And the action sequences, not that great.
No, absolutely not. But in my opinion, they weren't that great because I'd seen this all before. You know, like, it's not new to me. This stuff is very cliched. It's very uniform. It's very expected, you know, but again, who knows, back in the day, you know, when this shit was brand new and great, that, you know, maybe it was just, I don't know, maybe it was better. Maybe it was fresh. Maybe it was the pinnacle of what they were hoping for. Maybe it was brand spanking new. It was a great idea at the time that we've just bastardized over the course of the last, you know, 28 years.
Sure.
27 years.
Oh, it's been longer than that, dude. It's been almost 40.
Wait, you said 85?
87.
87, almost 40.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Hurtful.
It's been 36 years.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's not almost 40. That's a solid 36. That's a young 36. It's so youthful.
Anyways, as we get away from your obvious tender heart.
Yeah.
About apparently almost 40 years.
No. That's a young 36, okay?
Gotcha.
That's a youthful 36.
No, I gotcha. Hey, you're good. No worries. No judgment. You're good.
Uh-huh.
Unlike this show or movie, which... not that great.
It does not have a place on my top 10 list. It
doesn't have have a place on the top 100 list. It was pretty bad. Not even enjoyable. It was just like kind of really, really, really all the way through. Like, come on. It was not great.
But you were rooting for him.
No, I wasn't. I was hoping he would die. Just
really?
Like, yeah, like, after the first few seconds, it's like, man, you know what? Just pop a cap in him, be done with it. Should have just, like, had someone walk up sneakily and just, like, pew-pew, done. He had his helmet open, he had the head open the whole time. You could have had a sniper.
Yeah.
Boom, take him out.
No, the mecha machine would have sensed, you know, someone targeting and zeroing in, and all of a sudden the shield would come down and ba-ting, ting, 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 ting. For some reason, this mecha was able to survive countless assaults from munitions, whereas the helicopter
look,
gets blown up by a sneeze from this thing.
Hang on. You're forgetting one very critical thing that this has. Plot armor.
The mecha has armor. I'll give you that. Plot armor.
Plot armor. Literal this time. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're welcome for that horrible joke.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I cracked me up. I don't care about what you say. True.
Yeah, still a better story than the movie.
True.
Oh, goodness. I honestly, I don't really have too much more crap to talk about this show or the movie.
What? You mean you don't have anything else? Any other beautiful, wonderful gems you can talk about for this?
You know what pissed me off the most about this whole movie?
That it was so short and you wish there were more of it?
No. It did not feel long, which I was happy about.
It was only 42 minutes. Really, I hope it didn't feel long.
You know how some movies like Katakuri Circus feels really long?
That's only 36 episodes and we still need to record it. Oh my God. It's so hard to get through it. It is so hard to get through. Oh my God. I hate
that show. I'm not done yet, are you?
No, not yet, man. I hate it. I'm waiting for you to say you're done, and then I'll watch it. Oh man.
The last thing that I was saying was the thing that pissed me off the most about this movie was his whole thing was the girl was being shipped off and she just wanted to see him one last time, so he was rushing to her.
No, she was back. She wasn't shipped off. That was a while ago. She's back.
No, they were supposed to meet at 8 a.m. before she left.
I thought she was...
Or 8 p.m.
No, like...
She was about to leave, but they wanted to talk.
No, like, she was back. Like,
no.
Like, yeah, totally. She had... Because it was...
The timeline I saw, they had a fight, let's say Monday. She's leaving on Friday.
Like, no, she was leaving on Saturday. Thursday night. She was leaving 4 days after they had talked. And it was on Sunday that she was leaving. And so apparently in the 4 days, he has had no contact with her, found out a whole bunch of stuff, and now he's going to the top of a tower.
Yeah. So yeah,
you know
she
what?
Hadn't left yet. She hadn't left yet.
You know what? I'll buy it. Why not? I mean, like, that makes more sense than anything else in the movie.
Oh, but here's the thing. Like, you don't know what they're hoping to talk about, but they finally meet. He collapses in her arms, and then nothing. Then they're like, and scene. Like, what are they going to say? What was the intention behind this?
The intention was that they were supposed to run away together with the Maddox.
Oh,
but
bro, how is he going to run away? He's got the military on his ass. They got video footage. They got everything. There's no saving him.
Hang on. I have an answer to this. Plot armor.
No.
I don't care what you say. I am hilarious and I am laughing at my own jokes. So forget you. That's all I care about.
it doesn't matter. No.
Yes.
The armor was the plot armor. This is just plot convenience.
Hey, you know what? You say potato, I say tomato. You say tomato, I say tater tots. I don't care.
No, it's more like you say potato, I say tomato.
Yeah, but...
Completely different things here.
I said tomato, I say tater tots. You say tomato, I say tater tots. You say potato, I say tomato.
Well, at least those are you know, complimentary.
Hey, so there you go. It's convenience.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're ready for a rating. What about you?
Yes. On a scale of up to 10, sir, how would you rate this?
I've got a string of low ones lately, but I can't go higher than a 3 on this one. Like, it's not a 0 by any stretch of the imagination, but like, I wouldn't recommend this to other people.
No.
Unless you wanted to waste your time.
Exactly.
The reason it's not a 2 is it is short. So I feel like they value your time at least a little bit. The story itself, as a progenitor to the genre, to the cliches, as a fresh movie to see, it's got good reviews. You know, in my mind, like that's
okay.
If they hadn't been seen before, this is a fresh concept. it might be a little convenient, but it's not bad. In hindsight, they may resued the crap out of this guy.
Of course. Why not? All right.
And so, you?
Me?
Yeah.
Ooh, what will I rate it? I'm going to rate it a 2.
Oh?
Not quite a 1.
Why?
2. Okay. The reason why I'm moving it from a 1 to a 2 is because of the miraculous car crash that causes the chain of events that happen. No, I'm just playing. Although that does actually happen. The reason why the thing does. I've never seen, I've seen people fall asleep behind the wheel. I've fallen asleep behind the wheel for a few seconds. Luckily,
I have too.
Both of us walked away from that.
Yeah.
However, the dude fell asleep, tire blew, hits a wall, flips continuously, and then blows up. That somehow causes this very heavy, dense piece of equipment to fly out of the back of a truck that looked like it should have been secured down over the freeway, over the sound barrier, over the down into the back of another truck without it being damaged, just neatly laying there. All right. But 2 is mine. 3 is yours. Yes. Next week we're doing another movie and it is called, Nooni Cooney. Yep. So if you thought we did this too much justice, not enough justice, or anything else, honestly, in between, feel free to let us know. All our contact information for you is available on featuredanimepodcast.com. If you want to give a recommendation on what we should watch next, you can also go and fill out the form that we have on there. If you want to hear the pre and post show that we usually do with every show, patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast. $1 a month will get you access to that bonus content. And if you want to buy the movie that we were talking about today, we do have an affiliate link for you in the show notes as well. It would be very much appreciated if you use that link. It will allow us to get a little bit of a kickback at no additional cost to you, of course. And if you want to purchase your own swanky swag, you can reach out to us or go to shop.featuredanimepodcast.com. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.